Hello guys, and again welcome to the LM podcast, and I'm your host Charit Sharma. And guys, my today's topic is about why you should stop reading books. So guys, I am a avid reader of books. I have read and listened to more than 200 books over the period of 2 years. I just love to read a lot, and I have read, as I have said, a lot of books from various niche and from various topics, and I have like learned a lot from these books. But why I am saying that you should stop reading books? Because you should stop reading books because when you read more than 2 to 3 books about a topic, things start to become more repetitive and they just become very common. For example, when I used to read self-help books, after 4 to 5 books, most of the advices in the books that I read after that were very repetitive, and they were the same as those that I have learned in the previous ones. And this is not the only reason I am telling you to stop reading books, because things get repetitive. No. Yeah, it's a big reason, but the other and the most important reason is I didn't implement anything that I have learned in those 2 to 3 books. When I used to just read self-help books, I didn't help myself at all. And those books didn't help me at all as well. Why? Because my focus was more on reading, and I thought that just reading and just trying to get as much knowledge as I can, and just trying to read as much book as I can, will help me to improve myself. But this was not the case. I have learned this from like my failure of 2 years, that if you want to succeed, if you want to improve yourself, if you want to become something in life, you should implement those things that you are learning from those books. Yeah, this is the most important reason that I am telling you to stop reading books, because 2 to 3 books are more than enough to gain enough knowledge about a subject or topic. And after that, what you should do is implement and take action on the things that you are learning on those books. And this is not the case about only self-help books. It can be copywriting books, it can be marketing books, it can be digital marketing books, it can be any kind of book that you are reading. Yeah, it might not be the case for comics or if you are reading fictional books. But if you are reading self-help books, if you are reading books to learn something, then you should stop reading more books and try to read only 2 to 3 books and implement those lessons that you are learning from in your life. Take notes, make a to-do list, write down what you are learning, write down how it is changing your life, and keep rereading. Like, I'm not saying stop reading books at all. No, just read those 2 to 3 books again and again until you are able to implement everything and understand everything that is written in those 2 to 3 books. Because when you do this, you are improving yourself. You are moving toward improving yourself. You are just not gaining knowledge. Knowledge is not everything. Like, we are taught in this school that, yeah, we should gain knowledge, we should learn about facts. No, these things don't help you at all. The only thing that helps you is practical knowledge and practical experience. So if you want to grow in life, if you want to do something in life, you must stop gaining more knowledge. What you must gain is more experience and have some kind of actions in your side. Because when you act, when you do, when you implement those things, it will gain your confidence and it will boost your confidence. And it will gain you some experiences about life and about yourself. And these are the only things that are going to help you in your life. No knowledge is going to help you if you don't implement it and if you don't act upon it. Because Knowledge is only important when you learn something from it, when you do something about it. And knowledge is just knowledge or some kind of information if you don't act upon it. Knowledge is nothing without you taking some kind of action or implementing it. So stop reading more books and focus more on implementing what you learn from those books. So guys, that is all for today's episode. If you like it, please share it with friends, family, people you love and care about. Thank you again.